on the line?
Tom Keating with TNC.
Perfect. And then, Tom, do you have a few people with you as well?
No, unfortunately, the other two internal staff are not available today, but I am going to be recording this phone briefing and then playing it back for them.
Excellent. Okay, so I have two people in the room. The first is Jane Goh, and the spelling on the last name is G-O-H. She's a product marketing manager for Checkpoint Software, and she's going to be walking you through this briefing on Checkpoint's upcoming announcement on NGX, which is coming up next week. It's Monday, May 16th.
Okay.
And then in addition to Jane, I have Sharon Besser in the room, and Sharon is the Director of Security Solutions for Checkpoint, and he can really drill down into any voice over IP issues, any questions that you may have about pertaining to the NGX offering or any of Checkpoint's offerings, to be quite honest. So I'm going to let them go ahead and jump in, and please stop us if you have any questions. Tom, do you have the slide presentation in front of you?
Sure do, and I have it open.
Ah, perfect. Let's go.
All right. Hi, Tom. This is Jane.
Hi there.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Great. So we are going to be announcing NGX, as Thunder has mentioned, on Monday. This is a major announcement, major release, one of the biggest releases for Checkpoint this year. Are you familiar with Checkpoint's product line?
Absolutely. You guys have been around for quite a while. One of the leading...
So this is both, and I'll be going into a little bit more detail on this. This is both a platform for unified security architecture as well as a major version release. And I'll go into a little bit more detail about that. And so what's the big deal really about this particular release and why it's so major? We believe that with this release, Checkpoint is changing the way that enterprises deploy and manage information security. Today, security, is based on a lot of enterprises having disparate point products with best-of-breed solutions implemented, which really don't integrate with each other, therefore leading to inconsistent and ineffective policy management and lack of visibility of the entire security posture across the organization, and also really increasing their management overhead and complexity of management. So with NGX, our next generation security, this release is going to be providing unified security, not just at the technology level, but also the management level for our perimeter, internal, and web environments for our customers. So just a couple of slides. I won't belabor the point since it seems like you're very familiar with Checkpoint. The next couple of slides, slides 3 and 4, kind of just set the stage for who we are. As you know, security is our primary focus here. We're a market leader in the space of firewall and VPN, and obviously cover the Fortune 100 companies, all of them. And we do have a very customer-driven philosophy in terms of how we design and enhance our products, and NGX is one such example. 100% indirect in terms of sales, so we really offer our customers a wide range of who they want to do business with. And also, we have a lot of partnerships with different technology vendors offering a wide range of different platforms. This is just on several proprietary platforms here. In terms of being a global leader in this space, we have still the leading market share in the firewall VPN1 space with almost 400,000 installations worldwide. Okay, moving on to slide 5. So I don't know if you have... seen this triangle. But basically, this is a graphical representation of Checkpoint's vision and strategy that was implemented about 2 years ago. About a year and a half ago, we released our internal security gateways. Those are called Interspect. And then last year, we released our web security gateways, that's Connectra. And we have been very focused in expanding beyond the perimeter in terms of securing the environment for also the internal as well as the web. All of these different gateways really are based on, like I said, a unified security architecture with the same type of in-depth inspection technologies as well as management. And this NGX represents, this year really represents the phase two of this strategy where we're really focusing now on unifying all of these different products that we have.
Okay.
Right? And with NGX, we're the only vendor that really, you know, walks the talk in terms of the story of unification and unified management. We'll be the only vendor that really will provide unified perimeter tenant and web security management. The next slide just kind of covers a little bit about the information security challenges that we think our customers are facing. The fact that security management has become too complex, as I mentioned earlier. Obviously, they're still dealing with a lot of sophisticated evolving threats, so they need added protections. Another big area that we're actually seeing, too, is that with new emerging technologies that are being implemented in the different vertical industries, for example, like voice over IP, these emerging technologies are, well, for one thing, very new and also pretty hard to secure. And so we can certainly drill down in this area, as I understand that's probably your area of focus as well. And the other thing is we're seeing as more and more businesses are bringing a larger proportion of their businesses online, there's been a proliferation of networks and the need for more dynamic environments and dynamic routing environments. So another big area of enhancement with NGX is the ability to support these dynamic environments. Going in now into the NGX platform, to mention this is a major release, so it's actually going for the purposes of what we're announcing on Monday. It's, like I said, both a new security, unified security architecture platform, but also it'll be focused around enhancements related to our perimeter security product line as well, the VPN1 product line. It actually touches quite a bit of, you know, our products, about 16 total products, either in terms of major enhancements, security enhancements, or management support. So going on to slide 8, I've already mentioned this several times, this is our basis for our unified security architecture. With NGX, we'll be able to ensure the highest level of security and availability for mission-critical applications, and also with the enhancements that we're providing in terms of usability and manageability, we'll be able to reduce deployment and administration costs that are typically associated with complex security infrastructures that are built on point products. There are a lot of many different enhancements that are part of this release, but we think the three main focus points here, and then we'll go into slide 9 here, is the unified security management story here, where we will be bringing in unified management for not just our VPN1 gateways, but also for our intersect and connector gateways as well. And these will be all managed via a single console. The other big area is the expanded intelligent inspection technologies, where we'll be expanding protection for more application types and more protocols for both existing and new technologies, so this includes VoIP as well. The third main area that of enhancement is the area of providing advanced VPN capabilities, such as dynamic routing, embedded dynamic routing, that allow enterprises to manage scalable, fault-tolerant, and secure VPN networks more efficiently and, with existing limited resources that they have.
Now, I know some of the application detection type devices, such as Packeteer, were, at least initially several years ago, very expensive, and it was very resource-intensive to actually analyze the type of traffic that it is. Have the costs come down to the point where enterprises are looking to have that kind of capability to detect peer-to-peer type of stuff to make sure they can limit that or for security purposes?
Yeah, that's definitely a need, I think, to be able to detect and also be able to inspect peer-to-peer communications as well. That's actually one of the enhancements that will be part of our application intelligence suite of enhancements that we are providing with NGX.
Will you be able to apply QoS depending on the type of application, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So going on to slide 10, just kind of drills down a little bit on the management enhancements. And, I already mentioned unified management for VPN1 intersect and connector. We will have a brand new feature that will provide web-based access to our Smart Center console. And what this feature will, it's called Smart Portal. What this feature will provide is it will extend security visibility to multiple users across the organization so that security teams can provide viewing-only access to policy, security policies, as well as status of devices to outside teams like help desk personnel or auditors who may need to kind of, you know, look at their security policies of the organization. The other area, major area of an enhancement is the security event management area. We will be announcing Event Here Reporter, which is the second product in this area. We had announced and released a brand new product called Event Here Analyzer in March, which is which does real-time correlation for event for security events. And this actually is the first product at Checkpoint that actually covers both Checkpoint devices as well as non-Checkpoint devices as well. So this is a whole new product line that we're going to be moving into this field to be able to provide, again, more visibility to security across the organization for our customers. And moving on, any questions at this point?
Yes. Is the NGX going to be your flagship product now, or?
It's part of the release that is really an extension of our flagship product, the VPN1 product. So it's the next major release for our VPN1 product line.
So is this simply a firmware upgrade to the existing product line?
It's both. It's actually also a major release in the sense that a lot of code trains in the back end are merging. So on the one hand, yes, answer to your question is yes, it is going to be a major release for one of our flagship products, which is the VPN1
mm-hmm.
product line, but it extends beyond that in the sense that it also it touches our other product lines as well, our internal and web security product lines, but it provides unified management via single console.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That's why we're positioning it both as a security architecture, unified security architecture platform, as well as a major release, a version release as well.
So it sounds like you're updating your entire product line to be almost like NGX compliant or compatible, and then you're going to have some sort of Win32 or some sort of web application to manage this, to manage all the devices. You're going to have like a browser.
Yeah, it's going to be the existing Smart Center console. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's going to be the central management.
And NGX management is capable of managing other versions as well. There is a backward compatibility. But customers that will move into NGX also at the modules, of course, will benefit more capabilities. If they just upgrade the management, there are a lot of capabilities that they can earn from the management aspects, reporting, event correlation, and so on. If they will upgrade the gateways as well, they will benefit from additional security capabilities, additional performance gain, additional functionality in all areas that Checkpoint is dealing with. For instance, voice over IP, for instance, VPN, for instance, multicast security, and so on. So we expect that the customer will upgrade, it's a migration path that is depending on the type of customer, the maintenance windows that they can, and the time that they can allocate for this. But it's something that definitely is going to change our install base.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready to move on to the next slide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So slide 11, this is the drill down on the security highlights. And I had kind of alluded to the fact that we have expanded our application intelligence protections, and that's really inspection for application level protection. And we have stronger inspection with added protections for DCE, that's Microsoft RPC, DNS security, email security, and peer-to-peer communications and applications. And in the area of web intelligence, we'll have expanded and added more granular web application attack prevention, which includes protections for LDAP injection and directory listing, as well as and several other protections as well. And then the next slide, we kind of highlighted the VoIP, and perhaps if you have any questions, feel free to jump in at this point too. We've enhanced protections for hard-to-secure VoIP applications with enhanced protocol support and NAT support for all the standard VoIP protocols. And with NGX, we believe we're the only vendor to be able to provide VoIP denial of service prevention for all the major VoIP protocols as well. Questions you want to drill down at this point on our VoIP protections?
Sure. You mentioned, I think I saw one of the slides, right here it says only vendor to provide voice over denial of service. I'm just a bit surprised that Cisco and some of the other players aren't doing that. So what differentiator, what exactly from a technical standpoint are you doing that they're not doing?
So there are multiple protections that we are applying for voice over IP. And if we're talking about voice over IP security, there are different layers here. I'm not going to talk about the IP layer because this is what we are doing for AGS. I can touch some of the voice over IP protocol layer and some of the voice over IP application layer. The things that we are doing that are in our opinion unique here is first the fact that we control both legitimate and non-legitimate connection rate, and then we can control the different parameters and the different variants of each and every call. By the end of the day, what we are actually doing is enforcing the different states of the voice over IP application, and then by applying the security safeguards and it's also a GUI configurable, one can configure those defenses. And in this sense, it's quite unique. We believe that what other vendors are providing is more like connectivity capabilities. You know, the ability to open the dynamic ports, the ability to look inside. Some of them are doing NAT for some protocols, while we are trying to provide both connectivity, network address translation, and security. In order to achieve that, we had to cooperate with the different voice over IP vendors as well, because it's not just the issue of understanding the protocol and following the protocol specification, it's also working with the different vendors to make sure that their proprietary extensions will indeed be inspected and work in all situations. And I can name as an example companies like Nortel, Avaya, Broadsoft, and even Cisco. With the Cisco Skinny, we believe that we have some advantages over what they are doing in their own security solutions.
So you're analyzing Cisco's own Skinny protocol and making it more secure than Cisco is, that's what it sounds like.
We are open to accept any challenge here. I think that Cisco is doing a very, very good job of allowing connectivity, and our emphasis is to make sure that things will be secure and connect. And to allow connectivity. If voice over IP will not work, it's not a good idea. We provided the defenses, and we are quite proud that most of the even the tier one service providers are using the checkpoint to protect their voice over IP backbone.
Sure. Are any of those customers announced?
Sorry?
Are any of those voice over IP service providers announced as customers? Like, were you referring to like Vonage or something like that, or AT Call Vantage?
This is something that we need to check.
Yeah.
I don't know what we are allowed to say and what not, but I think that it's a good idea if we can add such names.
Tom, let me look into that and get back to you after the call.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions around voice over IP, Tom?
How long have you had this technology, this you know, this enhanced protection denial service? Is this with NGX, or have you had this for a while?
So those are the sensors that we added over time. As I told you, we had to work with a lot of the vendors in order to make sure that we can secure their own features. And based on capabilities that we've introduced in R55 and R55W, we started to develop those capabilities. So what we had was a version that was developed for a specific customer, and then another version that was developed for another customer. And, you know, when adding bizarre features like back-to-back user agent, which is very, very critical for service providers and so on, we found ourselves that we have unique capabilities. Each one of them is spread in different versions. What we did with NGX is actually to unify everything under one version. So also to making sure that customers that are upgrading will benefit from all the capabilities that we developed for so many other customers during this period. It also helps us to verify and to validate our solution, because if there is eventually a customer that is demanding something and it's big enough to work with us and to make sure that both implementation will work, usually if you have several customers like this, it helps you to validate the solution.
Okay. Is there a maximum number of simultaneous voice RP sessions that you can handle?
As you know, we are mostly selling our solution as a software. And depending on the hardware that someone is using, you can reach different numbers. I can tell you that some of the vendors that some of the service providers, some of them, even the largest enterprises or the largest organizations are securing several dozens of thousands and of concurrent calls without seeing performance issues.
Okay.
We have different solutions to tackle the performance issue. One of them is by implementing some acceleration software that we even received the patent for. This is what we call the Secure Excel. It allows us to achieve a performance which is very, very similar to what some of the ASICs guys are doing, but to achieve this using software.
Hmm.
So then when we are integrating our software with other vendors, some of them network processors, ASICs, and so on, we can provide dramatic performance numbers. Also, it's important to remember that the voice over IP packets are usually not that small, so there are usually not so many performance-related issues there.
Mm-hmm. Are you Skype aware? Are you able to detect that application and either block it or permit it? I know sometimes that's a security issue because Skype is able to traverse firewalls.
Yes, so for Skype specifically, we have the capability to block Skype on any port. Of course, it uses the default port. It can traverse over HTTP and it can traverse over any other port. We provide for the what we call the Smart Defense the ability to block Skype. This is what the customers have asked us so far. We also added the capabilities for other protocols like the MSN Messenger to perform selective enforcement to allow a chat, to disallow a file transfer, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the infrastructure to add more capabilities like this, and we probably do this in the framework of the Smart Defense.
Hmm. At what layer are you blocking Skype?
Sorry?
At what level, like on the OSI model, are you blocking Skype?
eventually it's the application layer. And again, this is what I meant when I say regardless of the IP that they are using. And all the user needs to do, if I'm looking at the GUI right now, I'll open the GUI, the user needs to say, okay, block Skype, and then there is another checkbox that says block Skype on all ports. It means that our security engines actually trying to identify Skype on all ports. It simply allows the users to block him. It's another thing which is very, very appealing to the service providers because they see a trend of clients moving to trying to buy data accounts and doing voice over IP over data.
You don't like the dual hybrid cell phones, the concern of the cell phone service providers that people can just get an unlimited data plan and run Skype on their network? Is that what you're referencing? So they can use Checkpoint to, I guess, block it?
Yes. And we also added one of the things that Jane mentioned. We've also added what we call the monitor-only mode for those type of protection. So, for instance, if you do not know what is the percentage of users that are using Skype because some of them are traversing over HTTP and over other type of ports, when you activate only the monitor only, you can use this to track the actual usage of Skype. Personally, I think that Skype are going to change the world as we know it.
I agree.
I'm a heavy Skype user, heavy Skype fan, but nevertheless, there are people that see Skype as even as a security threat, just because again they know to transfer files, that they allow you to connect. They have APIs that the organization do not really control. It's becoming just another method of instant messaging. And we are very, very proud of the fact that we know how to block it if you decide to do it.
Well, it's great that you've abstracted a lot of the complexity from the user from having to do that. I know on our firewall, which we've had for several years, when I had to block Yahoo Messenger, originally it was a specific port, then they were using port 80, then I had to figure out the IP addresses, and then they had like a new IP address every day. So it became very difficult, you know, it's like swatting flies, but if you can block it at the application level and you can detect it, then that's saves web administrators or IT administrators, a lot of time.
Exactly. And if you are looking at the mailing list, different mailing lists, often there is a question, okay, how do I block this IM with this firewall and so on? If people advise to go to the checkpoint. But it's what I'm trying to prove is just the matter that we have a different type of technology. It's not that we only look at ports and IP addresses like other solutions, or we have a dedicated proxy for a specific solution. When we are using what we call the inspect engine, it allows us to track the data or try to match the data regardless of the port that is being used.
Great. Well, should we move on to some of the other slides?
All right. Great. So moving on to slide 13, some of the VPN highlights and enhancements that are coming with NGX. I have already mentioned dynamic routing support. So with NGX, we'll be able to support dynamic routing for through VPN tunnels for the most popular protocols for both unicast and multicast traffic. And this feature is going to be an integral part of our Secure Platform Pro, which is actually a new product. It's a hardened operating system to our customers. Also, as part of the generic VPN advanced capabilities, we'll be offering supporting route-based VPN, which basically allows a customer to configure the VPN rules by the direction of a connection rather than having to do it by And this, again, obviously supports a more dynamic environment as well. The third major area of enhancement for VPN is the ability to establish permanent links, permanent tunnels, VPN tunnels, between critical links. And we have the ability now to be able to do that with NGX and also to monitor it in real time. Is there on that?
No, I don't think I have any questions for that.
Great. So just to summarize, with NGX, I believe that our advantage that Check Point would offer is obviously with SMART, which is the acronym for our security management architecture, our unified management architecture. We're the only company that would that is able to offer unified security management for our perimeter, internal, and web security. And also, we secure more network and application types from more threats than any other solution. There's actually a third-party white paper done by the Tali Group where NGX has been compared against Cisco and Juniper in terms of the comprehensiveness of the protocol protection as well as the depth of protection that's provided. And also, we believe we're the only company that provides adaptive inspection technologies in terms of integrated intrusion prevention capabilities that are bundled within our perimeter, internal, and web security gateways. The next slide is a graphical representation of the white paper, which is about, I think, 20 pages long. It's available via our website if you're interested in that. But basically, as you can see here, it maps our NGX against Juniper's ScreenOS and Cisco's PICS in terms of level of protection for different protocols.
In looking at this graph, I'm looking at the Cisco one where it says unable to secure nothing. any comments on that? I mean, it's not even able to secure, you know, web traffic. I see HTTP is not even, you know, it's not even listed there. So, curious if you can comment more from a technical standpoint why that is.
So, I mean, what we did was to perform. You can actually download the Tali paper that. Provide exactly what was tested, how was tested, and so on. And I mean, it's just a fact that for those type of attacks, they do not provide a solution.
Mm.
You can see that even though that some of the protocols has to do with routing, other to do with networking, others are more valid or more used applications within the environment, they simply do not have any kind of protection there. And I think that the best thing, instead of me talking and trying to sell you what we are doing, is to simply to read this white paper, that even though that we commissioned and asked for this paper, it describes exactly what was doing, how was doing, the type of public attacks that were used to check this and so on.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
I can actually send that directly to you. There's a whole process that I mean, it's not too involved, but I can actually send it directly to you, Tom, if you're interested in seeing that.
Sure. Sounds like a time saver. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so moving on to the next slide, I had mentioned earlier that this is a major release where a lot of products are impacted and enhanced. So this next slide is a listing of just some of the products. And these include VPN 1 Pro and Checkpoint Express, which are our flagship, you know, VPN 1 perimeter security products for both the enterprise and the mid-size segments. And Smart Center is our management, centralized management console. Provider 1 is the high-end management solution that we offer, and it's designed specifically for very large data centers distributed in large enterprises and also specifically for service providers. Web Intelligence app is our application level on the technology that's specific to the web environment. SSL Network Extender is, again, a facet of that. It provides secure connections for our remote clients in the web environment. SmartView Reporter is one of the many applications that are part of Smart Center, and this allows for trending and auditing. And
it's going to be rebranded Eventio Reporter, and that's part of the SCM Security Event Management family. Skill Platform Pro, we mentioned earlier, is a brand new product that will have embedded dynamic routing within it. And as I said too, this release will have a lot of enhancements and short mentioned too at the gateway level for the perimeter products, but also it will be providing unified management for some of our other products, including VSX, which is our virtual security gateways, VPN One Edge, which is our remote appliances for remote offices and locations to basically allow companies to be able to provide security and gateway for many thousands of sites. Sites and Interstate Connector are our internal and web security gateways, respectively.
Okay.
All right, the last slide is just some logistics information. The product will, NGX will be announced on Monday, and the actual product will be available, release will be available sometime on or before May 30th, sometime this month. There's really not going to be any pricing attached to the upgrades. As Sharon has mentioned, all of the install-based customers will be able to directly upgrade from an NG version to NGX. And this is a free upgrade to our customers if they have a current and software subscription.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that pretty much concludes my presentation. If you have any more questions.
Just a couple. When was the last upgrade of this type of magnitude for Checkpoint software? Was there something last year or 2 years ago? Just to put things in perspective, this upgrade.
I think that the last major version that we did was the NG with Application Intelligence.
Yeah.
What we used to call internally R54, and it was released about exactly 2 years ago. Since then, we had a couple of minor releases, hotfix accumulators, and so on. About a year later, we released the R55W when we first introduced the concept of web intelligence. And now we are it's a major upgrade. Because first we are tying all the different products that we've had. We are releasing unified management to manage all the other products that we have announced since 2004, and we have different versions of managing it and so on. We're also changing the infrastructure to support additional things that we are cooking. It's a major version.
Great. And I guess my last question is there a embargoed press release that you're going to be putting up on Monday that you can forward to me?
Yeah, so I can forward you, it's not the whole thing, but I'll forward you what I have.
Because I'm probably going to work on it Sunday night, and then I'm assuming midnight Sunday, which is Monday, is okay to release it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. And let me just be sure that you have the spelling on Sharon Besser. It's S-H-A-R-O-N, and his last name is Besser. It's B-E-S-S-E-R. And I'm going to follow up with you on two things. I'm going to be sending you, Tom, the Tolly report, and then also if we do have any of the major service providers that are publicly announced, I will send those over as well. Is there anything else that I can get you? We definitely do have customer analyst and reseller references, if you're interested in those.
I think for the article, I think for this one, since I want to get the news out, so I won't need it for this, but I think maybe we can follow up maybe in a couple weeks, and maybe I can give a little more detailed analysis of what the news exactly means and stuff.
Absolutely. All right, so if that's it for now, I will be in touch pretty much as soon as after we get off of this call, and you'll have my email and all of my information, and just follow up through me.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.